I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
On your marks, get set, action. It's In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight. I'm Ian.
And I'm Mike. And today we're talking about one of the lesser episodes of season one of Behind Plain Sight. This is Arts and Crafts.
The light did not shine so brightly on this episode, but that doesn't mean it isn't worth looking at. And it doesn't mean we didn't re-look at it this week for our show, In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight.
Maybe if this episode was ahead of its time. Today, we'll find out on In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight.
Oh, Mike, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you. How are you? How have you been?
I feel good. We should say, before we started recording here, we were having some technical issues with the Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
My camera wasn't working, and
yeah.
It was just, you were seeing just some ghostly images.
It was weird. It was almost like it was a surveillance footage of something. I couldn't figure out what I would even be looking at, what view was being displayed back at me.
Fortunately, we restarted. We cleared our cache, as recommended by the Geek Squad. Shout out to the Geek Squad. And here we are. Here we are, ready to tape a new episode of In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight.
Today, we are talking about Arts and Crafts, one of those mid-season episodes that I think is there to kind of stretch out the obligation to come up with a full season of television.
It's what in the TV business is called a bottle episode. And a lot of times there will be a budget for a season. And some episodes, which require bigger budgets, for instance, our volleyball episode, which had a lot of pyrotechnics and jet fighters.
Yeah,
that was a very expensive episode. And so a bottle episode is an episode where you try and make up that difference by filming an episode very, very cheaply with very few actors, very few sets. Often they take place in one setting.
Yeah.
You and I, actually, we did this episode on a what was called a volunteer basis. I was, for my part, I was asked to contribute $300 to the production or be replaced by another actor.
And if you'll remember, this is the episode where Chris, my character Chris, loses his self-tanning makeup, and that sets off a whole series of events of suspicion and doubt that once again threatens Chris's relationship with Jam.
It's our kind of my dinner with Andre.
Right.
And I think a lot of critics, I wish they had made that comparison at the time because no one did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited to talk about it. Maybe let's take a short break, hear a little music, see if Candace is feeling better. Candace, what do you got for us?
Well, that was beautiful, Candace.
Yeah. Candace, you've really turned it around. And I think everybody listening and everybody talking, which is Mike and I, I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, I think one thing people like that we do check-ins. We talk about not just the show, but what's going on in our lives today. So, Mike, what's new with you?
It's been kind of a busy time for me. I have been asked to write a book.
Okay.
It's exciting. So what I'm putting together, I haven't yet finished the proposal, but it's going to be kind of a fantasy epic. I'm not a huge reader, right? But I do love those big, fat fantasy novels, those books, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones,
right?
Star Wars. there's so many, and that, so kind of using those as a template.
Kind of inspiration.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm working on it. It should be a trilogy, maybe a quadrilogy. I'm very excited. Anyway, that's just
so
one
you don't
of the
have,
opportunities.
You don't here. Have a concept exactly yet, but you do. You know that you do want it to be three or four books.
Three or four books that could be turned into a TV, a prestige TV show, something like that.
I do remember when you were asked to contribute to The Atlantic.
Yes.
Only to discover they meant the ocean, and they were just asking you to throw something into the Atlantic Ocean.
That was a miscommunication on both sides. Well, should we talk about this week's episode?
I would be delighted to. I actually, you know, as we alluded to earlier, not an episode that a lot of people talked about, and we have seen lists of the best 50 episodes of Behind Plain Sight. This was often near or at the bottom.
It's a list of the 50 best episodes, but we should be clear, it only contains 39 first run episodes.
It's definitely an interesting choice. And it was the first episode where we used an ampersand in the title, which went totally overlooked by the critics.
And you know, it's after that we see Will and Grace.
Law and Order
had
come before.
So Arts and Crafts. This turns the tables on the suspicion matrix, as it were. Instead of Jam suspecting that Chris is something he's not, now Chris suspects that Jam is onto him and has stolen his tan line makeup, the thing that Chris uses to cover up all his tan lines that give away the fact that he's not actually a nudist.
And I actually thought that was a brilliant choice by our producers, because what that does, those tan lines are kind of a flashback to your life before Funsations. We see things that were going on with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Little hints, and they're not explained. But we say, oh, at some point he wore what seems to be a mesh shawl that left his shoulders in an intricate, delicate grid pattern.
What's the medallion that he clearly wore, the kind of sun-shaped medallion that must have hung in the middle of his chest?
Now, do I understand these tan lines, they were yours, right, Mike? They were your tan
They were
lines.
Actually mine, yeah. They
and
was not,
so it was kind of written in to the script to make it fit.
That's right. And it's and I feel like we don't have time to maybe get into it now where they came from, but they are real. They were real at the time. They since have not. I don't have that
now
anymore.
Now I imagine they've been replaced with different tan lines.
Definitely different. Yeah, it's very much like a well-seared steak, my skin, in the pattern that you see on it. It is that crisscross that connotes freshness and flavor.
And like a well-seared steak, you are tender on the inside, I think. Anybody listening to this can hear.
Absolutely, I am. Yeah, I feel things deeply. This feels like a good time maybe to take a break and talk about one of our sponsors. Support for In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight comes from Blackbeard Pizza, home of the country's only fish lover's pizza.
Imagine taking a bite of moist, cheesy pizza covered with scallops, shrimp, trout, salmon, and more.
The fruit of the sea, Fish Lover's Pizza, combines all your favorite fish with all of your favorite pizza goodness. And for a limited time only, try our special All Kinds of Salmon Pizza. It includes smoked salmon, cured salmon, salmon roe, and salmon patties, all delivered in that flaky, famous Blackbeard crust.
Piled mouth-wateringly high are a number of animals that live in water.
To get 10% off your next order, visit blackbeardpizza.condos/ITSBPS.
So this episode begins, we don't see any faces. We just see your hands. It wasn't you. There was another actor who, whenever we saw your hands, would play your hands.
It's always the same. Yeah.
It was Gary Sinise. So anyway, we see Chris's hands rummaging through a drawer and clearly something is missing. And then we see your hands looking in a closet, looking under a bed, growing ever more frantic because something you need, something you believe should be there, is not there.
And the viewer doesn't know what it is, right? The viewer still is guessing it, like, what could it possibly be?
It's just right? mounting.
What is at stake here?
Mounting tension. And then we see your face. We finally cut to you, and you are terrified, angry, scared. And it's the shot, it's a bird's eye view, but the bird is sitting on a chest of drawers. So it's basically human eye level.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking right at you, and we realize you are desperate to find what you've been looking for.
Yeah. And it's such a gripping moment because just as it dawns on me, it dawns on the audience of what's at stake here, what's been exposed. What it means is that, oh no, somebody has figured out who I am. The makeup blends into my skin to make my skin look tan, but in zoom out, the makeup also helps me, Chris, blend in with everybody else here at Funstations.
I'm told by Candace, we need to take another quick break and hear another advertisement. In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight is also sponsored by Kiehl's, bringing you Kiehl's Tan Line Cream.
Kiehl's Tan Line Cream gives your skin the luxurious treatment it deserves to cover itself from the harmful rays of the sun.
This ad feels like a conflict of interest.
I actually thought it was kind of just a brilliant sales move. It's right in line with the episode. You feel like it's too in line with the episode?
Just ethically, it feels like we were just talking about tan line cream.
Yeah, that's true.
Praising it both as a beauty treatment and plot device. I'm surprised Radiotopia was okay with this.
It is tricky, and it does actually make me think. Next week is the episode where Chris and Jam do make that fish lover's pizza.
For 10% off your first order, go to Kiehl's, which is kiehls.condos/Kiehl's again, spelled differently, KEALS/condos. Watching this episode this week, watching you look around suspicious of Jam, but really of everyone who was stolen, who was trying to reveal me. Can I just say it was great watching you work that side of your character?
Yeah.
Because you're so often the target.
No, you're right. And this was such a fun challenge and a different approach to Chris, who so far has been kind of hiding and circumspect in the portrayal. But this allowed me to really expand and get angry, to get suspicious.
Yeah, and I'm watching this, and you're literally expanding.
Yeah.
You're becoming bigger.
The nude suit, this was the great benefit, again, kind of not intentional anyway, but because of the difference in the size between me and Greg Proops, I had that slack that I could puff up my chest and even fill with different things around the set to make myself look bigger.
It's not unlike the scene in Jurassic Park, a film that you and I both love, where the Dilophosaurus, just its neck flaps expand.
Exactly right. And I don't know if I had that in mind at the time, but certainly I have the skin available to me in the Proop suit where I could flare out those neck gills on screen as part of the character.
Let's talk about a little. We like to give behind-the-scenes secrets on this show. That's something we love doing, something we're contractually obligated to do. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk about, a lot of you are going to be surprised to know, this is very exciting, Behind Plain Sight, that's the name of the show. That's what we all know the show as. We love the show as. Not the original title. And for a lot of our early shooting, we thought the show was going to be called something else.
That's right. The show, as it was pitched, conceived, and then originally shot, was called The Nugetive.
The Nugetive, a portmanteau of nude and fugitive, which makes a lot of sense given the story of the show. And it looks great on paper.
But the, of course, the problem with it was that when you read it, it wasn't clear if it was the nudgative, which looked like somebody who needed a little help. It was a person on the run who just didn't have a lot of ambition.
Right. In UDG, all of us, we had been told about it. We mm-hmm. had heard the phrase, the nudgative.
We knew the long U.
But I think, we saw some early graphics and the title would pop up on screen and people would say, the nudgative? Nudge? I don't get it. What is this show? I'm not going to watch this.
And it got to be, it was a real hassle for the studio and a lot of the people who were producing the show at the time to kind of have to explain, no, you know, The Fugitive.
For a while, I was so committed to it and I so loved the title. I thought, what if we just always referred to nudity as nudity?
Mm.
It would, then the title would again make sense no matter how you pronounced it. That
it didn't work.
That was kind of a non-starter.
Anyway, so there you go. From The Nugitive, we eventually got to Behind Plain Sight. So let's wrap this up then. So this episode finally reaches its climax when Chris is about to confront Jam in one of the common rooms at Funstations, and that's when we see the arts and crafts setup that the residents are participating in, this arts and crafts competition.
Yeah, you charge into this room with one thing in mind, and that is tearing apart Jam for trying to expose you, for stealing your cream.
The ultimate betrayal, right.
Your mouth opens, and this is an incredible shot because it's a tight... Your mouth fills the screen, and then the camera pans from your mouth until we see the other side of the room, Nan, mm-hmm. sitting at a folding table, and she looks up at you and she says, oh, Chris, I borrowed your brown paint.
Yeah.
And she's holding your tan cream. She has borrowed it, thinking it's just brown paint. This whole thing has been a hilarious mix-up.
And so before I can say anything, before I can attack Jam, before I can, explode in front of what turns out to be all these people from Funstations getting ready for the arts and crafts competition, it clicks. I see Nan because I do. Not only is my mouth open, it doesn't have eyes, but my head has eyes. And I can see.
It does.
I can see Nan.
Two of them.
And I stop. I freeze. And then... this was a bit of inspiration. I burst out laughing. I just burst out laughing in a celebration of, I guess, internally, relief, right? I'm relieved that this thing that I was afraid of didn't happen. And then joy at being able to trust my friend again.
What a joy to spend another day with all of you listening and all of you talking. Again, that's just me and Mike.
Joy is the word. There's so much joy that we've had throughout this episode. Tune in next week when we talk about the next episode of In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight.
It's going to be so much fun, and we cannot wait to be right here with you, back here, or back wherever you are right now, or wherever you will be listening next time. It doesn't have to be the same place. You can listen anywhere. No need to stay in the same location.
That's the beauty of podcasts.
If it's difficult for you to get to.
In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX.
Audrey Martovich, executive producer, and Yuri Lasordo, director of network operations. You can find our website, itsbps.condos. There are t-shirts we have been forced to sell, praising Ball, but we are proud to sell, and all hail Ball. Again, that's itsbps.condos.
And if you feel so moved, please write and review this show. It does a great service to get the word out about us. And it makes us feel fantastic.
We'll see you next week right here, or again, wherever you are, on In the Scenes, Behind Plain Sight. Mm-hmm.